You're listening to the Faster Freedom Show, hosted by us, Sam Prim
and Lucas Walls.
Hello and welcome to the Faster Freedom Show. My name is Sam.
And I'm Lucas.
And Lucas, are you ready for a great episode today?
I am. That was so proper compared to how we usually say it.
How do we usually say it?
You usually say, are you ready for a banger, man?
Yes, that is true. Well, I got to change it up a little bit. We got to start with the energy. We got to, you know, oversell and overdeliver. That's what you do in podcast episodes.
That's what we do in life.
That is what we do in life. So part of the overselling and overdelivering today is we're going to get a little bit deep. Now, no, that's what she said, jokes, Lucas. We're going to get a little bit deep. We're going to talk about when is it enough? Like, when is it enough in life with, like, money, with real estate? Like, when, like, what's our long-term goals? Like, when are we going to stop? Are we going to stop? Why aren't we going to stop? So we're going to get into that. I think that'll be fun. We're going to do some riddles, and you are going to get one right, one somewhat right, and one wrong.
Yeah, like I already know my semi-right one. I know my right one. I know my wrong one.
Well, you looked ahead.
I looked ahead, like, 5 minutes. Give me a break. They're tough.
Whatever. And then true or false for me, and then a little bit of would you rather, and I haven't looked at it. I'm not going to. Don't read it. T. York said it's a little bit...
I just saw the first sentence. He said it's a little bit inappropriate. Would you rather be naked is the first, like, four words.
Rather be
more
yeah,
words
but
than that.
But. T. York gave us some. He said they're going to be a little bit inappropriate, and I said, that's fine. Just run it by Matt, and we're good.
Sorry. Right,
did you run it by Matt? Uh-oh.
Which Matt?
See, Dad. We call him Dad. Ooh. Like, there's some couple videos that I've recorded that he was like, don't post it because I don't want you to get canceled and have to look for a job.
We need someone looking out for you.
Yes, that is Matthew. And then we're going to do a little motivation at the end, so it will be a grand episode. We also have some special guests today, Lucas.
Yeah, who do we have here?
We have Hillary and Gabriella. So they won the podcast giveaway. You know, we have a podcast. 20-30 people listen every episode, and they were one of them, and they filled out a form, and they won the drawing. They got first place, and we flew them out here. We had another couple that we were flying out. Well, they're not a couple, but another two people we were flying out, and they had to cancel last minute because babysitter fell through. So.
Yeah. Cue the applause.
Oh, I don't have the thing.
Oh, no. Tyler took it away from you.
Yeah. There you go. T. York did it. So that is exciting. Thank you for being here, ladies. This is fun. I hope you've had a good time. They've hung out with us for a couple days. We got Buyers Club tonight, and then they're leaving early in the morning. So it's been a fun couple days. So
busy couple days.
Busy couple days. I've learned a lot, and I think we've all learned together. So that is exciting. I also learned they both had never held the golf club until today.
Oh, how were the swings?
Very good.
Nice. Yeah.
Very
just
good.
Bombing it down the fairway.
Oh, I mean, I don't know about bombing, but like better than I would say 70% of people that their first swings are. Like
that's
their
awesome.
First like handful of swings were better than most.
Nice. Top Golf, right?
Yes.
Not a golf course.
No, that'd
you
be
could have played today. It was beautiful.
That'd be aggressive to just be like, hey, you never golfed before, let's go golf.
let's knock out 18.
Yeah, let's do it real quick here. Go to the landing and knock it out.
Yeah.
Among the airplanes. All right, so Lucas, when
Sam.
Is enough? So we're gonna get into a lot here. Just quick. That's supposed to be quick and what was it supposed to be with that? Quick and
oh man, I don't know.
Quick. Where was I? What two words did I combine? Quick.
What
and,
ends in eek?
I don't know. It's been a long couple of days. All right, here we go. So we're going to talk about, you know, money and like when is enough and what do we think is enough. We're going to get some personal goal stuff, Lucas. I thought we'd get into some long-term company vision goals. And I thought we could sprinkle in maybe our personal visions a little bit to whatever degree you're comfortable sharing that and what's in that. So big picture episode for your big brain.
Perfect. We're big picture type of guys.
We are. So, Lucas, when is enough? Enough. What?
When is enough enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a good question. I think the crazy thing is I don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. I mean, for us to be happy or be not happy. That's
I'm
not
happy
the right
now.
Word. Yeah, of course. Yeah, for us to be okay and cruise the rest of our life, you know, we have enough income and assets to allow us to do that. Whatever life we wanted to live, right? I think more nowadays it's about creating a larger impact, both with our team members and our Faster Freedom community and in our community in St. Louis here. So I think that's kind of the goal. And I don't know if you can ever have enough impact, positive impact on all those things personally.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, like like, what is, or can you ever be like too happy, or like, can you ever have too much positivity? Like, there's not like a lid on that, I don't think. And there's not a lid on positive impact. The world's a big place. We're never going to talk to everybody. So,
and the more impact that we're going to be able to create is going to be, you know, somewhat tied to our resources, right? Mm-hmm. Whether that be money or connections or assets, all that is going to be tied to that. So I think they kind of all grow together. And I think, you know, as long as we're happy and chasing our dreams and passionate about what we're doing every single day, I don't know if there has to be a cap to what we're doing here. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is you kind of alluded to it a little bit is, as long as you're like enjoying the journey and you're doing something positive and helping people and you're like happy doing it, like, why would you stop doing it? You know, if you're doing something you don't like or it's a negative impact on things, then yes, I think you should put caps on it. But if you're enjoying the process, like, I get conversations with people about when, you know, how much money is enough? How many houses is enough? Like, do you need to make any more money? Yeah. There was a clip in the last podcast episode where I was like this for like 5 minutes. Yeah. So if you're not watching,
and in one of the minutes I was like this.
I had the paper or outline over my face, and all the camera angles were just the you know, paper over my face, and you laughed, and then like a minute later you did it, and we were both just like reading from the it wasn't very good visually.
You were trying to hide your bad hair day.
I was trying to hide my bad hair day. Yes. You have those every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
No hair day.
No, yeah, no hair day. So I think it's the process is more of it to me. And, you know, chasing money, is it shallow? Is it not? I have my my long-term vision. Yeah, and there's like, we'll get into it later, but there's like meaningful conversations with Courtney, and there's like being there for the family. But then there's also like, I don't think they're hollow or shallow, but like owning a jet, and like there's materialistic things there too.
Yeah.
And like chasing money, what you do with the money, I think is what you do with the money, I think makes it shallow or not shallow.
Yeah. I think the materialistic things allow us to live a certain life, like the jet. It allows us to travel more comfortably, quickly with our family, and enjoy different type of experiences because we own a jet. Mm-hmm. We're taking baby steps to get to that jet, right? We're on the membership
On the private jet membership club. We can get one within 72 hours and right or 48.
Yeah, fly anywhere in the world in 48 hours.
There you go. Yeah. So we're baby steps.
So the first thing
I still got to write you your check for your half. Thanks for spotting that.
Yeah, I got you.
I'll get your check one of these days.
But the first thing on here is when do you have enough money?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably the biggest thing that people think about. And I feel like a lot of people get in this like rat race of I don't have enough, because they don't know what the amount of money that they need, whether it's, you know, sitting in savings or a nest egg or investments, or every month to be able to live and invest in the way they want. So they don't even have that number in mind. So it's always that more mindset, no matter how much it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just kind of working backwards, getting a clear picture of what your life needs to look like in life and what the income you need to support that. And then, you know, not necessarily be satisfied when you get there, but understand everything on top of that is just gravy and all fun.
Yeah. And what you do with that extra, I think is important too. And like, as long as you're putting that in the right places and you're obviously increasing your lifestyle to a certain degree. But I say like the perfect example of is we, you know, sponsored in Wild West Africa, we sponsored like some kids, like use $40 a month or $45 a month for them to like eat and have like proper education and clean water and all the things. And we were at church and we were doing that, and it was like I had like three or four, like we through the app or whatever, they were doing it and talking about it, QR code. And then Maisie was with me and she like saw 10. She's like, do 10. And I'm like, okay. So like $500 a month to sponsor 10 kids. And like, I literally don't even think about that hitting my, so that's what you, if you do the things with the money, I guess if we didn't do well financially, $500 would be a lot for me, and I couldn't do that and have that impact. And I literally don't even think about it. I don't even know where it comes out and when it comes out.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that helps me feel better about like, yeah, we do all right for us. So there's people that do way better than us, but we're doing positive things with the money personally and with our company.
And I think, you know, the more we make or more money we have, whatever, I know that sounds a little vain, but, we'll continue doing those type of impactful things to a higher and higher level.
How much is Greater Giving raised now? with our.
Well, how much have we contributed to Great Giving?
Well, yeah, so Great Giving is our local nonprofit.
Yeah.
We donate up 2% of our company profit for all of our companies every month, like clockwork. But then also we do fundraisers and things like that.
Yeah, so I mean, we've raised about $750,000, and that is directly applied to, you know, families in need and mental health initiatives. So a big part of what they've raised is what Sam and I have individually contributed to that company, and also our businesses, our for-profit businesses, have contributed to Greater Giving.
Yes, and so I think to round out the first part of this, when is enough enough? I don't know the answer. I think it's different for everybody. I don't think you have to know the answer. I think as long as you are feeling good about what you're doing and you're positively impacting people, sometimes you get paid a lot for that. Sometimes you won't. It's more about the impact and the you know, helping than it is the money. The money naturally comes when you do that.
For sure. Beautiful.
Cool.
Next one. I like the next one.
How do you find your why, Walls?
Oh, I was going to go to houses.
Oh, we're going slow. All right. When is enough?
Do you
want to
go faster?
No, you go.
Let's mix it up.
Gosh, you're frustrating me. All right. Houses. When's enough houses?
Yeah. So similar type of mindset as money. Like, as long as you're enjoying the process and is what you're doing. So houses could be any type of like real estate investment too, right? It could be multifamily, storage, commercial. But houses to me is, yes, I love like breaking down the investment side of it and what's our return on investment and all this stuff. But every house to us is a story and has a person behind it, both from when we purchase the house, usually helping out that person out of some sort of financial hardship, and helping them transition into their next phase of life. And then we come in, buy it, help them out, give them money, they go do their thing, and then we fix up this house. Usually it's in, you know, disrepair to some degree, and maybe the neighbors are mad that the house, this is the eyesore of the neighborhood, and we come in and make it beautiful again. You know, we go full out with our rehabs, and just seeing that transformation for what it does to that individual house, but also that neighborhood, is super impactful for me. And then, you know, we either sell it to a new family or we rent it to a new family. And when I look at like how we manage our properties, our rental properties and our tenants, and how, you know, of course we're fair and we have processes, but we are also very caring and take care of our places. And I look at it like, you know, I wouldn't want to rent from anybody else around here besides ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I think we're really providing a service for people who aren't ready to purchase or can't purchase for some reason and they need to rent, and we provide that safe housing with really quality property management that cares about their teams, cares about their tenants and house. So you know, the more of that there is, to me, the bigger impact we're making.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think a lot of people get it confused. They like think real estate investors are like making, you know, taking homes away from families, and, you know, we're like evicting families that, you know, are living in a house and we steal it from them, or we, you know, are taking houses that families could buy or rent, and they don't understand that the distressed part of it. Like, I don't know one like brand new home buyer that has the money, knowledge, experience, or connections to do a $40,000 rehab on a house. A bank won't even fund them on that if that's their very first house or an FHA loan. So we add to the supply. Real estate investors, good ones, add to that supply. So I agree. I think every house creates more value for the houses around it. And then those neighbors and those people, houses are more valuable. They get more equity. They maybe end up paying a little more in taxes, but that helps, you know, feed that system. They have more equity they can pull out and put into the economy. So yeah, it's a wheel that I think is, there's not enough houses, especially the fact that I feel like, do it the right way. Why would you not want to continue to keep doing it?
Yeah, as long as we're having fun doing it, let's keep going.
You like the next one?
Yeah, employees. So when is enough employees? You know, when does that overhead get too high that we're like, all right.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like, so we have some big goals we'll talk about at the bottom here that will require a lot of employees or team members, as we like to say.
Yes.
But we use them interchangeably. Employees is a little bit easier to say. But I don't know, because sometimes it's like things are, that's what it is. We got less than 50 now, and overall things run very smoothly, but there's those moments, those issues. They're people with lives that we're trying to positively impact, but then they just bring their stuff here. So it's usually very, very good experience, but it's challenging with 45 or 40 whatever we have. I can't imagine with 450. That'd be a lot.
10x, bro.
Yeah.
How,
like, we have a number, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, I love having a good-sized team, and I want to continue to grow that team, but, you know, I don't want to continue to grow the team at the expense of the business, mm-hmm. right? We're going to grow the right way. If we need these roles in order to set us up for that next level and that next level, then we'll go out and hire. And I think it'll just be a natural byproduct of our team growing based on how our businesses are growing and what our vision is.
Yeah, no, I agree. So I think, again, there's like nuance to it, but yeah, I feel like we definitely try to do the right thing with our team members. We, you know, help them get into real estate. A lot of them do flips on the side that we sometimes lend them money for, or let, you know, they use our contractors and make it easy. And we sell them at a price that's discounted compared to what we would probably sell to the general public. So it's just, there's a lot of benefits to being part of our team. I think most of them realize that. So why would we not want to continue to benefit our most close knit community, which is our team?
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful. All right, Lucas, now I'll get to it. You got all pissy at me. How do you find your why? So I think that's a big one. We could do a whole episode on that, but we
get your
why. No, I mean, this is kind of all ties together a little bit.
Yeah, we could do a whole episode on that, or at least a whole segment. But, this is probably the hardest one for me. Sometimes I feel like I have it, and then sometimes I feel like I don't.
Okay.
So I wouldn't necessarily say I'm consistently living within my perfect purpose. Sometimes I veer away from that.
Do you
that.
Know what your perfect purpose is?
Or no, that's why.
That's why you don't know. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not super clear about that. And I continue to get clearer and clearer as I mature.
Oh, you're so mature.
Yeah, in my
you are much more mature than you used
age.
To be.
Mm-hmm. But I've heard a couple good quotes around this and done some cool exercises. But to me, your why could be directly tied to some challenges that you've had to overcome in your life, and something to that where anything that like you talk about in your life that triggers some sort of impactful emotion in your body, that could be part of your why or your entire why. Mm-hmm. So I would just, if someone's looking to find your why, just whatever, like you get that feeling in your chest and almost mm-hmm. fucking like come to tears sometimes, mm-hmm. like that probably is your why to some degree.
No, yeah, I agree. I think it can be like multifaceted. I think we kind of went over like the our why is the money. It is the impact on the houses and the community. It's the impact on our team member, and obviously the deepest one is the impact on our family. But it's all about positively impacting things for us. And I think most people's why is not a jet. Most people's why is not something materialistic. It's a little bit deeper than that. And I think everybody else's why is a little bit different. But in general, it's some level of like fulfillment and impacting somebody or something in a positive way, I feel like, is probably most of people's why.
I think that fulfillment is key, because you could be striving for all these things, money, houses, employees, and feel fucking empty inside, man. Mm-hmm. And that is not a fun place to be. I feel like it's very common. Whether you're rich or not, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a super common place to get to. So the more self-reflecting you can do and figure out how to get yourself more aligned with your life's purpose, the better life you're going to live.
You don't want a full bank account, empty heart.
Mm.
Did you feel that one?
I felt it right here.
You're going to cry?
That's my why.
You're going to cry?
I am not yet. I don't know. Maybe this episode is very fresh still.
It is. We might get some tears from walls. Let's put a poll out. So I think everybody's why is definitely different, but I think honestly, I think in general, they're all like in the same like direction. So what is your why? Now he's going to cry.
Let's start with your why.
So I'm a little bit not as reflective as you. I don't think about that much. I just try to go out every single day and be a good person and impact people positively. Show up for my family here, my family at home. I don't know that I have it. I think it's obviously providing a safe, fun, and great experience for my family is the main thing. But I think it's just going out and creating positive impact in the world. I think that's more of my why than anything else. And the more that I do that, that tends to make the more money we make, but it's not even about that. But it starts like my inner circle, my family, and then just kind of expands to like our family here at the office, our local community, and then nationally now with Faster Freedom. So I think it's just rippling positive impacts and starting closest to home, I would say.
Yeah, that's well said. I think there is I love those ripple effects. I think it even starts a little deeper than that.
You're a big ripple guy.
Yeah, big old ripple guy. but it's it starts with yourself, right? And I think, you know, it's a tough balance between our coach, Mike Kiko, says healthy selfishness, mm-hmm. and making sure yourself is right, that yourself is right, that foundation is set, so you can go out, you have a full cup, and you can go give more powerfully to your family, to your team here in the office, to our greater community. And I think the selfish why, there's a saying that I say, I want to be 100% in control of my time, money, and
that's
happiness.
That's in your vision.
Yeah. That is like my power statement.
Or ooh, you say it every day?
Call it. I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know. Probably maybe should. I should. Yeah.
We'll start.
Maybe I should. But, you know, that's just like the beginning. And then those ripple effects come after that for sure.
The ripples. I told you you're a big ripple guy.
Yeah.
Next tattoo.
Ripples. With like a...
Where could you put it?
Water.
Like here maybe? Like ripples on your wrist?
Or just like face tat?
Ooh, ripple. Like neck. Neck. I could see that. Did you ever consider a neck tattoo?
I did not.
Yeah. You're close. You're right here. That's like your collarbone.
My lower neck.
Yeah, it is. Like collarbone. Like you're like 2 inches from a neck tat.
Yeah. I am. You're right. And I'm glad I know what these say.
You have no idea.
No idea.
Asian symbols with, you think the book at the tattoo parlor said truth.
Inner strength and truth.
But that has not been confirmed.
Yeah. No idea what it says.
Honestly, I would give it a 50-50 shot that those are right.
I would say that's pretty accurate. But, I mean, does it really matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
As long as I know what it means.
The selfishness of you, as long as you care about it internally.
Yeah.
But I do think there's about a 50% chance that whatever's on your collarbone, those two Chinese, I believe, symbols, mm-hmm. Don't mean inner strength and truth.
Yeah, I would give it a 50-50 as well.
Awesome. Okay, so get into some personal goals, Lucas. Then we'll get into some company vision, some long-term things. We'll talk about how many employees and team members we have. We'll talk about how much real estate we want to own. We have those goals out there in the universe for team members and real estate, and then the most tangible ripple effect of what we want to do with all of that to tie a bow on the end of our company vision in the long term.
Beautiful. You want to just go back and forth with some personal goals real quick?
Yeah, like your vision. Is that what you're gonna do?
Because
my vision's like 9 or 10 statements.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you just do you then.
Yeah, and I think, you know, our personal visions are very tied into the company.
This mustache starting to get very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's thick. You got 2 weeks left. Do you think you're just going to let it ride?
I might.
Through Christmas.
Maybe. I haven't trimmed it. I need to trim. I've done the bottom, but I need to get that trim.
It looks really good.
I don't think it looks the best. But all right, sorry, go.
All right.
Just
some personal goals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, so we talked about, like, not being super materialistic, but I'm going to talk materialistic for a couple things, and I'm going to work back on, you know, the reason behind the materialistic and the way it makes me feel. So number one for me is a beach house.
Mm-hmm.
There is a special place in Florida that has my heart that I've been to, you know, 50 plus times, go there at least twice a year.
Just buy one.
I know. And, you know, whenever you go to like a new house, I feel like it always takes us like some time to get settled because we don't go in the same place. We go in the same like 4 mile stretch of beach, but different house every time. And every time it feels like it just takes a while to feel at home. And I want it to be more like a second home. Even
every time you go there,
every time I go, and right away I feel at home and comfortable and relaxed, and my family can feel that too, and not the stress and anxiety of all the travel and the hustle and bustle and not having clothes and unpacking.
I had an owner closet right there with all your stuff. You just little carry on and you're good.
Yeah. So to be able to provide that for myself and my family, and those feelings and experiences and memories that we could create in that beach house that we own, I think is the reason behind it.
Well, I think you should do that.
Yes. I got to find the right one.
That's true.
I found one I really like, but I don't think they can get the pool as big as I want it.
Oh. Well, Gabriella said one of her friends bought a house down there in that general area for in 2017.
Oh, boy.
I know.
I mean, even in 2020.
What do you think it's done? I guessed it right, I think. So
in 17, there's probably a 150% increase.
Quadrupled, million and wow. selling for 3 million. Wow. I guess quadruple. I mean, you were telling me about stuff in 2019 that's doubled. So.
Well, 2020 has doubled. Yeah. At least, I would say. So, yeah. So, man, where was I going with that? That was good. Pool size. Yeah, I'll talk to you about that later.
Need a bigger pool?
Yeah, I mean, what do you...
I don't need a big pool. I just like to get this. I hate sand. You know that? Like,
yeah, you wear socks on the beach.
I don't wear socks on the beach. I wear Sperry shoes that are made for beach and ocean. They're shoes. They're like flip-flops with their shoes. I just don't like sand,
so
like in my toes and
with
like
socks?
I don't wear socks. I wore socks one time and it was for pictures.
Yeah, your family pictures. You have like white tube socks on.
Well, we didn't. it was several years ago now. A and B, we weren't. It wasn't on the beach. It was like in some mangrove stuff. Like it wasn't.
Yeah, you've grown so much.
But when people you tell people that, Lucas, they think I wear like tube socks on the beach and like go in the water with tube socks on and come out and just have socks on. That would be even worse for my like. Sensory issues.
Yeah, I do tell people that because of that reason.
Well, that's not what happens. Anyways,
because you never tell people exactly what happens, right? Or
no.
Elaborate or say it backwards.
With you, never. I'm always, I usually undertell your stories. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in general, yes, go buy it. I don't need a big pool. So, the places I go, like, just decent size, like, size of this room
is fine.
What do
you think the size of this room is?
I know, it's like 15 by 18, I think.
18? This ain't 18.
15
no
by
way.
17, maybe? I think it's 15.
Let's measure it, because the pool that we can get is like 15 by 14 with a variance. That's a max.
But similar size to this room, I think.
Probably.
So this is too small for you?
I don't know. Let's measure it out. This probably wouldn't be, actually.
You want it big, or this would be okay?
This would be okay.
Yeah. So
we sound a little selfish. Healthy selfishness, guys.
Healthy selfishness. As long as it goes beyond yourself, I think that's okay.
Yep.
Cool. So
one of your goals,
one of my goals is that as well, to get a house down in 38, but I'll do the other direction. We'll meet in the middle. So my first goal on my vision,
Canada?
Go up north. my first goal on my vision board that I have, taped to on my desk and taped next to my mirror at my house, with duct tape is, to have, to always prioritize my family over everything and do everything, with them in mind and always have them be number one priority no matter what. So that is, I'm going to work towards the materialistic. You started there, but yours has family undertones to it too. But in general, just have them be the number one always, which is easy. And it's like there's so much to get thrown our way that sometimes like it, not that they would ever take a back seat, but sometimes my mind is just so preoccupied mm-hmm. with other things that they're in the back of my mind, and my goal is to keep them towards the front at all times.
Yeah, love that.
What about you? What's your next one?
Next one, kind of similar to the first one. The cool part about, like, you know, we do an exercise, first of all, with our board of directors leadership team here that we want to know everybody's visions mm-hmm. to help people and make sure they're living their vision, but also to get to know everybody a little bit. So, you know, we've created, probably revamped our visions at least every year, mm-hmm. if not a little more. So the cool part about some of our vision, everybody does it super different too, which is cool. Whether some people do like a PowerPoint, some people do just all bullet points, some people do these cool drawings, some people do magazine cutouts. Mm-hmm. So I love it. I love it all because it really shows the personality of that person. But the cool part is, stuff that we've put on our vision, a lot of it has came true, and we're continuing to manifest and stuff like that. So one of the ones that kind of has come true to me was I wanted a little more materialistic. Again, look at me.
Well, yeah, I'm more materialistic than you. So
that is for damn sure, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like if I'm a 10 out of 10, or I'm not, I'm like a 6, you're like a 5. Get over it. We're not that materialistic. We both live very much below our means.
That's true.
Okay, good.
Especially me. But I wanted to create a backyard oasis in my personal house, you know, so we and just, you know, we want to create a life where we never have to go somewhere else to be able to feel like we're on vacation.
And you'll look forward to coming home.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah. The backyard, whatever. Like it's people in the house, too. Obviously, the why I look forward to coming home. Sam, not the pool in the back, but creating a backyard oasis that we can feel like we're on vacation. Myself, my wife, my kids, and not have to go on vacation. Mm-hmm. That's a really cool feeling. And like, hey, we don't need to go anywhere unless it's like 30 degrees outside and we want to go to our beach house.
The beach house.
But yeah,
there.
So we created an awesome, awesome pool and covered patio and fireplace, and it's super nice.
Blackstone.
And yeah, we spent a lot of time out there, a lot of memories. Hibachi.
And yes, that is exactly what happens. Yeah, I mean, I have 10, so we're probably not going to go through all of them so we can move on to long-term visions. But yeah, so I have that and, like, you know, being their family being number one. And then, you know, a backyard oasis similar to yours, pool. I've got a pool house going in soon, and a barn, some horses. Courtney used to ride horses. Maisie's getting into that now. And then, like,
goats?
Two goats.
Pigs?
One pig. One donkey, and that's it. No chickens. Chickens are gross.
You got a little pond too, don't you?
Got a little pond, yeah.
Has anybody caught a fish out of it yet?
I don't think there's fish. I mean, do you think there's fish in there?
I think there's fish in there.
Yeah.
Danny's
tried a few times.
I think I had a few casts too.
Yeah.
Nothing.
We can stock it. That's the next thing to get that go. But anyways, similar type feel at home. And then moving on to, like, some of the more materialistic things that we're going to get to now is, one of them is to get to $100 million in real estate with our current method of doing it, with the BRRRS method with private lenders. Our long-term goal, a spoiler, there's $1 billion in real estate. But I don't know that we're gonna be able to BRRRR our way to that, maybe. But I do think we're at 45, 46 million right now. I do think we can BRRRR our way to $100 million in real estate, but I just don't know after that. So that is a little bit more of a kind of a materialistic type goal.
Yeah, that's fun. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that challenge. Just bought another one today, got under contract.
Did we? Nice.
Yeah. Good work.
Good. I bought another rental day.
Yeah. Cool. Another personal goal of mine, and we talked about ripple effects a little bit, but just being talk about a home life, you know, just having a strong relationship with Ash, and, you know, having my boys see what a strong, healthy relationship looks like. So that creates ripples effects for generations to come, hopefully, but raising them the right way, and not the right way. That's not even a good way to put it, but raising them what we feel is the right way and true to ourselves, and not have any outside influence dictate how we raise our kids. And I think that's going to be one of my greatest achievements when they're a little older. And
top two or three greatest,
just like can look back and like those are two damn good men right there.
Those are my men. Those are my boys.
My boys.
I'm gonna cry. Let's make it happen. So think about. Oh, I'm kidding. I'm the same way. So I got the two girls.
Two chickas, two girls,
and then one of my favorite ones I have, which is, I didn't really, this wasn't intentional until I wrote it down, was having meaningful conversations with Courtney on a weekly basis. Like, obviously daily too, but like, you can get in this grind of kids and diapers and young and work and traveling and like, just like go through the motions and never like have meaningful conversations. Mm-hmm. Evenings, kiddos down, we have a quick chat and then on the phones or watching the Netflix show or hanging out in the hot tub, but like meaningful conversations. And as soon as I made that a goal, we've been good at that. So that's been a good one. Round out up in the bottom of my list of goals, Lucas, is to own an NBA team. So I think I've talked about this on several podcasts now. I know you talked about this when you presented at that
real estate conference,
like real estate convention.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about that, and then we can break down, like, because when I tell it, it's like the coolness, the vanity, yay, but it's more about the like five boxes that it checks. Mm-hmm. If we were able to do that, those are more important than the actual team.
Well, I'll let you talk about the five boxes, and I'll talk about, like, you know, a little bit of the why.
Big just box guy over here.
Big box guy. Check him.
We'll leave it there.
So basketball in general is a huge passion. We're doing a exercise with our leadership team, which we do a lot of.
They like it for the most part. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
But half the time, like, God, another freaking exercise.
You're like half time.
Half the time, I'm like, fucking Lucas, stop it. I'm not doing that.
But there's this, I don't even know what it's called, but a way of life.
Unagi?
Yeah. It's called Ikigai. And if you want to pull up Ikigai T York, just I-K-I-G-A-I.
That's not how you spell it. But
I-K-I-G-A-I. Ikigai.
Well, you did just write an email to give us all exercises to do about it.
So. Yes, I did. There it is. And part of it is, you know, what you love. And, you know, one of the things that I wrote down that I loved is...
York struggle busting up there.
...is basketball. And this is how you find your why, this Ikigai thing. Like, you know, what you love, what you're good at, what you can be paid for, and what the world needs. And in the middle of all that, overlapping circles, is Ikigai. I just love saying that word. But yeah, we say unagi because that's
friends. Yeah, shout out.
Rest in peace.
Matthew Perry. Chandler Bing.
Yeah, man. That was we used to watch a lot of Friends.
Gosh, I used to probably could maybe still like almost line for line every episode.
Yeah. But Ross has a episode where he talks about unagi.
Yeah, and Rachel goes, same skin rule. Yeah.
which it is. Yes. Which is funny.
I didn't know that's what it is.
Yeah, I looked it up because I wrote it in the email. And it's, check out unagi.
Okay.
But anyway, so I made a list of everything that I love. And basketball is on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was getting at.
Okay. Sometimes we always get there. Sometimes we take different paths.
Yeah, and to create, have your passions be something that you're doing often. And obviously I can't play much anymore. Body's not quite like it used to be.
I could probably just strap them up and go.
Strap it up. What do you strap it up?
Like my shoes.
Okay, lace them up.
That's fine, but then you gotta, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I got those Yeezys, you got the strap on them.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, so if I can create something I love and do it consistently and be paid for it, and something that the world needs, I believe a basketball team would continue to unite and bring our city of St. Louis together. So it kind of just hits all those boxes. Gosh darn it. Hits all those quadrants of Ikigai for me. So
Ikigai. That's what I think of.
So I can just feel it. Like, just picture us freaking being there in like the owner's box and just like freaking dapping up all the players. Like, can you just, how sick would that be?
I know.
And just being able to have like our, team members and family, just bring them all to the game. And I just think that would be the coolest freaking thing in the world. So your perspective has a little different twist. You want to talk about your boxes?
My boxes, big box guy here. So my all right, my general thought is, if we are able to ever own an NBA team, it will have meant we went through this path. And this is the path I want to go through, whether we own an NBA team or not. Need to watch the YouTube video for this one, because this is what it's all about, this path. So that will mean we have made a lot of money, of course, but also it will mean we have made a lot of connections with other centimillionaires and billionaires, which is obviously important for us to connect with other business leaders around the world and around the country. And it'll also mean we will have made strides with the local businesses and local government and local planning and zoning and made an impact here locally. Then it will also mean we made St. Louis, or helped make St. Louis, a more desirable location. It's not the most exciting city in the world. I love it. You love it. We're always going to be based out of here, no matter how big our companies get. Even if we're vacation homes, this is going to be home for us. And so it will mean we have made a lot of like strides to like the NBA team. Like, yeah, St. Louis is a city that's on the rise a little bit, and we want to have a team there and like kind of catch that wave of growth and population growth and business growth and all those things. So it will have meant, we can't do that ourselves, but we were a big part of that. And then, of course, doing that will mean we have provided a lot of jobs here locally, and will be providing more jobs with the team and the ownership and the facilities and all those things. So it's one of those, like, the impact will be extremely large whether we get one or not, and we won't be able to get one unless we have that impact. So mine's kind of more of the journey, and that's just like a tangible thing that we can say. It's a lot quicker to say than, hey, I want to do these five things. So that's kind of my way of saying it.
Check those boxes. Very cool. I thought that was awesome. I love talking about that. So
boxes?
Yeah, we know the NBA team. Okay. I feel like we could do a whole episode on that as
well. Do this.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last thing we didn't say is 1,000 employees is our goal.
Yeah.
Cool.
10 years.
10 years. All right. And then lastly, how do you ride the storm in this process? T-York wanted to personally hear this answer. There's going to be a lot. We've already have our ups and downs and battles and profitable, non-profitable issues, trying to get people together that, maybe necessarily, I think everybody on our team gets along, but just trying to like have people, that maybe like wouldn't hang out outside work, hang out and get along and together, because we want people to have fun and not just be employees, we want to be team members. So there's going to be a lot of challenges that comes with growing that.
Yeah, there is going to be a lot of challenges, a lot of hard work.
Are you up for it?
I think so, man. I know so. I think we were talking at dinner last night. I was like, about 14 out of 15 days, I'm like, we got this. It's easy. This is here already. You know what I mean? But there's about 1 out of 15 days.
A couple days a month. This is impossible.
Yeah. So
a couple days a month. Some months it's like 2 days. Some months is 0. Some months is like five or 6 days. Yeah. It's like fuck, this is like, is this worth it?
I agree. That's a question that pops into my head a couple times a month.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the podcast, and then there's probably, I would say, six times a year, so every other month, where there's like a 2 or 3 day period where I'm like freaking the fuck out, where it's like, I could work for 70 hours straight and mm-hmm. I would not make a dent in what I have to do. I have to do this, this, this. It has to be done. I don't have enough time to do it. Like, what the hell are we doing? Like, just super anxiety filled, like, couple days. And then it fades. We get through it. And that happens. We just had a team member go through this recently, just today. It happens, you know, not that often. Luckily not, you know, hopefully maybe it's normal. I think it's probably normal, but there's those like anxiety filled days a handful of times a year that just like, this is not worth it. Yeah. I know the answer, but then it gets over it and it usually is.
For sure. And I think that's the importance of keeping ourselves healthy, because everything stems from that. Everybody feeds off our energy. Mm-hmm. So whatever we can bring to the table, that's how the company's going to grow. And that's how healthy the company is.
And our throwing energy. So I was on a podcast the other day and they were in the room and I was like on my computer. It wasn't the Pace one today. It was a different one. And I was just taking everything on my desk and throwing it at them as I was. So just letting them know that's what we're about.
That's what we're about. Yeah. Okay. Stopping the company from bloating, you know, that's twofold in my eyes. Like my biggest key, or not even concern, just focus, is as we grow, we keep our culture. And that culture is going to probably have to change a little bit as we grow. Like, we're very loosey-goosey when mm-hmm. we had 10 employees. We were talking about that yesterday, like doing shit that's just not super professional.
Not just drink, like yeah. having employees just like drinking, having a couple drinks yeah. in the afternoon, just leaving their beer on the leaving their beer cans on
and that was fine when it was just like, you know, a handful of us, right? But as we grow, we got to continue to be more conscious of some of the decisions that we're making and mature a little bit to a degree. So
as business owners, for sure.
So
we
the culture will change from 45 employees to 100 to 1,000 employees, no question. But we still want to be able to shape that ourselves and have it feel the way we want to feel, so that everybody loves coming to work every day, including ourselves.
Love it. Bow wrapped, tied around the box. All right, so Lucas,
yeah,
riddle me this. I'm gonna stump. So every time, if you didn't know, last time, remember I read it like Ron Burgundy. I read,
yes,
like,
yeah. Introduce the segment. Wait,
introduce segment where Sam will try to stump Lucas with riddles. That's, if you're not watching the riddle on YouTube, pause and video and comment answer. All right, so three riddles. Literally, almost every time Lucas gets one right, he gets one like where like it's not the right answer, but it makes sense, and then he gets one wrong. So yes, he's always, we give it 50%, even though it's three. So
yeah.
What runs out when you push it?
This is the one
you're gonna get wrong for sure.
I am going to have an answer that I feel like makes sense, but it's not the right.
What runs out when you push it?
So when you push yourself, you push your energy runs out. So
see,
energy.
That's the one. It's luck. You push your luck,
okay,
it runs out.
That is very similar. I thought it was going to be like something physical that you push. That was close. That
yourself
is
and
half.
Luck. Luck's not your, like, that's
energy.
It's enough.
Energy. But, okay.
Okay. All right. What building has the most stories?
I got this one, bro. Library.
Yes. Yeah. And this is your wrong?
This is for sure my wrong coming up.
What? So it's already happened. He's got one right, one kind of right. Yeah. Here's the wrong one.
Yeah.
What is there one in every corner and two in every room? What is there one of in every corner and two of in every
room?
Room?
Like, what's in this
corner?
Is
going to, yeah.
It's probably not even have anything to do with that, but no. I don't know this one.
The letter O. There's one O in corner and two O's in room.
Oh,
it's always so,
so
literal. The ones that you don't get are the ones that are, yeah, I would. So if you don't get it, I would like read the sentence, because it's almost, the ones you miss every time are almost always like the one that has to do with like the words and something in the words.
You are aggressively pointing at me right now.
Fucking do it right next time. All right.
All right. Well, there was the exact.
And I always, the true false is I don't have a consistent.
And the loser
does 20 push-ups.
Does 20 push-ups.
Done.
I think we tied last time.
And you did the push-ups because you felt like it.
Yeah.
Perfect. I did chest yesterday
at
the gym.
Bro.
This morning, that 5:30 alarm went ahead, and I got up about 3 in the morning. Was a tired, long day. Just went ahead and pushed that alarm to 6:15. Didn't get up from the gym. But yesterday, I did do chest at the gym. So
my 2-year-old walked down the stairs in his sleep sack this morning at 5:25.
That's dangerous.
I know. Yeah, it
That's
is.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
So. Did he walk, or did he like sit on his butt, or did he go backwards?
Yeah, he can like hold the side and walk in his sleep sack. Crazy.
Dangerous. All right.
Dangerous.
False, true me.
These days. Yeah, so here's a segment where Lucas will try and stump Sam. Yes, I'm going to try to stump you. All right. Bowling. Three strikes in a row in bowling is called an eagle.
False. That's called a turkey.
Bro, that's so easy.
Thanks to York, my man.
So easy. All right. Dogs sweat through their paws.
That is false.
That's true.
It's really don't. I've never ever had a dog's paws be sweaty.
I thought they don't sweat. That's why they pant. Pant. Yes. Is that the right word?
And there's always one that we question Tyler's answers too.
Well, one was actually wrong. We had to like relook it up. Mm-hmm. So we'll double check that one.
Are you sure? Sometimes you rely too much on Bard. They're not always right. They have a disclaimer at the bottom.
All right.
So right now we're kind of like, we'll see what happens.
Sweating if I get through their paws to help cool down. Man, I thought it was
like sweating like actual liquid?
Yeah, probably. A little condensate.
I guess my dogs just fucking lay around, so maybe that's why they don't sweat.
Maybe if they would ever exercise.
Yeah, maybe they would sweat. That could be it.
Yeah. All right, last one. Make or break here. All right. One of the dinosaurs, there's one dinosaur out there, and it was the biggest animal to ever live.
Why'd you change it? Just as dinosaurs are the biggest animals to ever live.
No, one of them.
Okay.
Because there's small dinosaurs, but there's one out there. Is it the biggest animal that ever lived?
I don't know. Like the, what is it? I think it's not the blue whale. It's the sperm whale. I think it's the biggest like animal now, right?
The sperm whale?
I think so, right? Or is it a
humpback?
I think it's called this.
Orca?
I don't think it's the orca. Biggest animal in the world now. Well, I'm okay.
Well, now I guess that makes sense. But was there a dinosaur bigger than the sperm whale?
Sperm boxes, we're getting it. That if dinosaurs are the biggest animals that ever lived, that's false.
You're right. It is the blue whale.
The blue whale.
Blue whale is bigger than any dinosaur, man.
Yeah. See, so
look at what that thing weighs, bro. 400,000 pounds.
Good lord!
The size
probably was
of 33 elephants.
Holy shit.
100
Look,
foot
is
long.
There such thing as a sperm whale? I didn't make that
there
up.
There is. I don't think they're even close to the size.
Say, which is bigger,
sperm whale weight.
Sperm whale weight. So we do some interesting Googles in this.
400,000 pounds versus 90, so not even a fourth.
But 90,000 pounds is big.
It's a big animal. It's a big animal.
Big ass animal. Like, freaking.
Look at that thing. He's got a flat
He looks
face.
Like he ran right into a wall, but he would just go over through that wall, whatever wall he ran into.
Whatever wall was. The metaphorical wall.
He ran right into it.
All right,
okay.
Well, good job. 2 out of 3, not bad.
So you're doing the push-ups. I can make you wait till the end.
All right.
All right, fine. All right, any motivational preaches
would
for
Would you
him?
Rather, homie?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, we got this inappropriate would you rather. All right, I'll do the first one. Would you rather?
Well, you name it, but we'll both guess it. Or
yeah,
both
oh, yeah, for sure.
It.
Yeah, well, yeah. Would you rather? Yeah, I only want you to answer this one, Lucas. Would you rather have to be naked at work for an hour or be dropped off 2 miles from your house whilst you're naked and have to try and get home?
My office has a lot of glass.
Your office is very glass-filled.
So that would be interesting if I was just sitting at my desk.
This is no HR department yet. This is one of them.
But I mean, if I was 2 miles from home, I'm trying to figure out which route I could take that passes the least amount of people.
You could go through the woods.
Through probably. The woods? You just walk through the woods.
They
2 miles.
Would you rather just be like thumbs up and by the side of the road, just schlong out?
Yeah, gosh, there's probably somewhere in the office I could like
hide.
Like, what if we did a naked podcast?
That would be interesting.
It'd be an hour.
I would make super good eye contact with you the whole time.
Don't even fucking look at me.
Well, it'd be hard to have a podcast and not look at you. I mean, I just would wander. I mean, I have peripheral vision. Right now I can see your crotch, so I would see it, but okay. we do our eyes closed the whole fucking podcast.
Why would you stare at me while
but
I'm naked?
Tyler would have to like tell us the outlines. We just have to have our eyes closed the whole time.
I'm going to do an hour in the office because I think there's somewhere in here behind closed doors that I could post up and work.
Yeah, I think if I could hide, then yeah, I would do that.
Yeah. 2 miles from home would be a challenge.
Yeah, you'd for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be tough. All right, Tyler.
Alive by bears.
You got the second one.
All right. Would you rather have your name tattooed on your forehead or have no front teeth?
That's like, can I get? I mean,
couldn't get veneers.
If I could get veneers for sure. That if I couldn't get veneers,
if you couldn't,
probably the tat.
Yeah, me too. Like I think it'd be kind of cool. Like
it would not be cool.
Just something small.
You do have like five, six tattoos.
Don't have to be. Yeah, I think it'd be kind of dope.
It would not be dope. So my answer would be no. I would rather have no teeth if I can get veneers. If I can't get veneers, I'm getting just a little Sam tat above my left eye.
Oh, Sam.
Well, Lucas is a cooler.
Yeah, I would do like a Samuel J. Prim.
You do T. Luke Walls?
Yeah, cash.
Cash money. All right. Last one. Would you rather know how you die or know when you die?
Oh,
T. York, you just went from nakedness to schlongs to freaking dying to tattoos. My goodness.
Oh, my Atlanta, that is a wild question. I think would one help? Like if you knew how you died.
You would avoid that situation.
Do you think it would help you pinpoint when?
Potentially. But like dying in your bed, that could be any time.
Yeah.
Or is it? I don't know how, I guess. How, yeah, would be like, yeah.
Yeah, if you knew how, would that help you pinpoint?
Heart attack? No.
No. Well, I mean, that you would know that could be any time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I
don't want to know either.
Gosh,
can I say none?
I don't want to think about that shit.
Tyler, none.
I want to know when, if it's like 80 plus.
Okay.
But otherwise, don't tell me.
Perfect. I don't want to know either.
Okay, I won't tell you then.
Okay, thank you.
What yours is.
I appreciate that, Walls.
Yeah, I know both of yours.
Perfect. Thank you. That's just fine with me, as long as I don't know them. All right, motivation. You got anything for him on this Motivation Monday?
Oh, man. Oh,
I'm just wiped after
that
episode.
Me too. Just a hell of a week. I guess kind of just goes in line with how do you ride the storm in the process? You know what I mean? Just keep pushing through. Keep making right decisions and keep setting up efficiencies because there is light at the end of the tunnel. I don't think we'll always be working 70 hours a week, and we don't always now, right? We have normal work weeks for sure. Gosh, I don't know. Just keep pushing.
That's it. Keep pushing.
Keep pushing. As long as there's light, don't just be working to work. Like set yourself up for freedom in the future, whatever that looks like for you.
Yeah, I would piggyback off that a little bit, just in general. One of those things where it's like, I say this a lot, but like I feel like so many people are on the path to being successful and they don't give up because they like aren't on the path. They give up because they stop or mm-hmm. they fail because they stop. Like you're going to fail. You're going to make mistakes. The people that end up at the top of the mountain, to do like a metaphor, are just the ones that don't give up. They're not any smarter.
Keep climbing.
They don't have keep climbing. They don't have any more connections. They don't have any more money. They didn't have a better childhood. They don't, you know, have more connections. They just didn't stop. That's the only mm-hmm. thing.
And the path will change.
Yeah. So you just don't give up. That's
it. You don't know what the path is.
It's so simple.
So you keep pushing forward, making course corrections, and trying to follow some sort of path, but it's going to be a bumpy road one way or another, but just have fun while doing it.
I'm looking for the trash can. We don't have it. It's all good. We don't have to throw this time.
Yeah. We'll skip it.
Oh, is it over there? Oh no. It's outside. Okay. Oh. We won't throw this time. So thank you for, it's behind you guys. Oh, it is. Okay. All right, it's right there.
Let's go for it. I don't even see it.
I don't even see it.
Just loft it right over Gabby. Do you go by Gabby? I'm sorry. Okay, no.
Gabriella, Lucas.
Gabriella,
no, she goes by, what did your uncle call you? Or your...
Carla
goes by... Oh, she blocked it!
So in!
That was not going
in.
That was not going... No way that was going in.
That was so in.
Did that go in?
No.
Oh. She said pretty much, I'll take it.
No, it went past.
Thanks for watching. See you on the next one.
Unless it's like 30 degrees outside and we want to go to our beach house.
The beach house.
But yeah,
there.
So we created an awesome pool and covered patio and fireplace, and it's super nice.
Blackstone.
And yeah, we spent a lot of time out there, a lot of memories. Hibachi.
And yes, that is exactly what happens. Yeah, I mean, I have 10, so we're probably not going to go through all of them so we can move on to long-term visions. But yeah, so I have that and like, you know, being their family, being number one. And then, you know, a backyard oasis similar to yours, pool. I've got a pool house going in soon, and a barn with some horses. Courtney used to ride horses. Maisie's getting into that now. And then, like...
Goats?
Two goats.
Pigs?
One pig, one donkey, and that's it. No chickens. Chickens are gross.
You got a little pond, too, don't you?
Got a little pond, yeah.
Has anybody caught a fish out of it yet?
I don't think there's fish. I mean, do you think there's fish in there?
I think there's fish in there.
Yeah. Danny's tried a few times.
I think I had a few casts too.
Yeah.
Nothing.
We can stock it. That's the next thing to get that go. But anyways, similar type feel at home. And then moving on to like some of the more materialistic things that we're going to get to now is one of them is to get to $100 million in real estate with our current method of doing it with the BRRRS method with private lenders. Our long-term goal, a spoiler, there's $1 billion in real estate. But I don't know that we're going to be able to BRRRR our way to that, maybe. But I do think we're at $45, $46 million right now. I do think we can BRRRR our way to $100 million in real estate, but I just don't know after that. So that is a little bit more of a kind of a materialistic type goal.
Yeah, that's fun. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that challenge. Just bought another one today. Got under contract.
Did we? Nice.
Yeah. Good work. Nice.
Good. I bought another rental today.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Another personal goal of mine, and we talked about ripple effects a little bit, but just being a, you know, an talk about a home life, you know, just having a strong relationship with Ash and, you know, having my boys see what a strong, healthy relationship looks like. So that creates ripples effects for generations to come, hopefully, but raising them the right way and not the right way. That's not even a good way to put it, but raising them what we feel is the right way and true to ourselves and not have any outside influence dictate how we raise our kids. And I think that's going to be one of my greatest achievements when they're a little older. And
top two or three.
Just like can look back and like those are two damn good men right there.
Those are my men. Those are my boys.
My boys.
Oh, no, I'm gonna cry. Let's make it happen. So think about. Oh, I'm kidding. I'm the same way. So I got the two girls.
Two chickas, two girls,
and then one of my favorite ones I have, which is. I didn't really, this wasn't intentional until I wrote it down, was having meaningful conversations with Courtney on a weekly basis. Like, obviously daily too, but like, you can get in this grind of kids and diapers and young and work and traveling and like, just like go through the motions and never like have meaningful conversations. Mm-hmm. Evenings, kiddos down, we have a quick chat and then on the phones or watching the Netflix show or hanging out in the hot tub, but like meaningful conversations. And as soon as I made that a goal, we've been good at that. So that's been a good one. Round out up in the bottom of my list of goals, Lucas, is to own an NBA team. So I think I've talked about this on several podcasts now. I know you talked about this when you presented at that real estate convention.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about that, and then we can break down, like, because when I tell it, it's like the coolness, the vanity, yay, but it's more about the like five boxes that it checks. Mm-hmm. If we were able to do that, those are more important than the actual team.
Well, I'll let you talk about the five boxes, and I'll talk about, like, you know, a little bit of the why.
Big just box guy over here.
Big box guy. Check him. Anyway.
We'll leave it there.
So basketball in general is a huge passion. We're doing a exercise with our leadership team, which we do a lot of.
They like it for the most part. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
But half the time, like, God, another freaking exercise.
You're like half time.
Half the time, I'm like, fuck it, Lucas, stop it. I'm not doing that.
But there's this, I don't even know what it's called, but a way of life.
Unagi?
Yeah. It's called Ikigai. And if you want to pull up Ikigai T or just I-K-I-G-A-I.
That's not how you spell it. But
I-K-I-G-A-I. Ikigai.
Well, you did just write an email to give us all exercises to do about it.
So. Yes, I did. There it is. And part of it is, you know, what you love. And, you know, one of the things that I wrote down that I loved is...
You're struggle busting up there.
...is basketball. And this is how you find your why, this Ikigai thing. Like... You know, what you love, what you're good at, what you can be paid for, and what the world needs. And in the middle of all that, overlapping circles, is Ikigai. I just love saying that word. But we say Unagi because that's...
Friends, shout out.
Rest in peace.
Matthew Perry. Chandler Bing.
Yeah, man. That was we used to watch a lot of Friends.
Gosh, I probably could maybe still, like, almost line for line every episode.
Yeah. But Ross has an episode where he talks about Unagi.
Yeah, and Rachel goes, same skin rule. Yeah.
which it is.
Yes.
It was just funny.
I didn't know that's what it is.
Yeah, I looked it up because I wrote it in the email. And it's, check out Unagi.
Okay.
But anyway, so I made a list of everything that I love. And basketball is on there. Mm-hmm. That's where I was getting at.
Okay. Sometimes we always get there. Sometimes we take different paths.
Yeah, and to create, you know, have your passions be something that you're doing often And, you know, obviously I can't play much anymore. Body's not quite like it used to be.
I could probably just strap them up and go.
Strap it up. What are you strapping up?
Like my shoes.
Okay, lace them up.
That's fine, but then you gotta, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I got those Yeezys. You got the strap on them.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, so if I can create something I love and do it consistently and be paid for it and something that the world needs, I believe a basketball team would continue to unite and bring our city of St. Louis together. So it kind of just hits all those boxes. Gosh darn it. It's all those quadrants of Ikigai for me. So
Ikigai. That's what I think of.
So I can just, yeah, I can just like feel it. Like just picture us freaking being there in like the owner's box and just like freaking dapping up all the players. Like, can you just, how sick would that be?
I know.
And just being able to have like our, you know, team members and family, or just bring them all to the game. And man, I just think that would be the coolest freaking thing in the world. So your perspective has a little different twist. You want to talk about your boxes that you
my boxes
check out?
Big box guy here. So my all right, my general thought is, if we are able to ever own an NBA team, it will have meant we went through this path. And this is the path I want to go through, whether we own an NBA team or not. Need to watch the YouTube video for this one, because this is what it's all about, this path. So that will mean we have made a lot of money, of course, but also it will mean we have made a lot of connections with other centimillionaires and billionaires, which is obviously important for us to connect with other business leaders around the world and around the country. And it'll also mean we will have made strides with the local businesses and local government and local planning and zoning and made an impact here locally. Then it will also mean we made St. Louis, or helped make St. Louis, a more desirable location. It's not the most exciting city in the world. I love it. You love it. We're always going to be based out of here, no matter how big our companies get. Even if we're vacation homes, this is going to be home for us. And so it will mean we have made a lot of like strides to like the NBA team. Like, yeah, St. Louis is a city that's on the rise a little bit, and we want to have a team there and like kind of catch that wave of growth and population growth and, you know, business growth and all those things. So it will have meant, we can't do that ourselves, but we were a big part of that. And then, of course, doing that will mean we have provided a lot of jobs here locally, and will be providing more jobs with the team and the ownership and the facilities and all those things. So it's one of those, like, the impact will be extremely large whether we get one or not, and we won't be able to get one unless we have that impact. So mine's kind of more of the journey, and that's just like a tangible thing that we can say. It's a lot quicker to say than, hey, I want to do these five things. So that's, yeah, kind of my way of saying, yeah, it.
Check those boxes. Very cool. I thought that was awesome. I love talking about that. So
boxes? Yeah,
the NBA team. Okay. I feel like we could do a whole episode on that as
well. Do this.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last thing we didn't say is 1,000 employees is our goal.
Yeah.
Cool.
10 years.
10 years. All right. And then lastly, how do you ride this storm in this process? T-York wanted to personally hear this answer.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot. We've already have our ups and downs and battles and profitable, non-profitable issues, you know, trying to get people together that, you know, maybe necessarily, I feel like everybody on our team gets along, but just trying to like have people, you know, that maybe like wouldn't hang out outside work, hang out and get along and together, because we want people to have fun and not just be employees, want to be team members. So there's gonna be a lot of challenges that comes with growing that.
Yeah, there is gonna be a lot of challenges, a lot of hard work.
Are you up for it?
I think so, man. I know so. I think we were talking at dinner last night. I was like, about 14 out of 15 days, I'm like, we got this. This is easy. This is here already. You know what I mean? But there's about 1 out of 15 days.
Couple
I'm
days
like,
a
fuck,
month.
This, yeah, is impossible.
Yeah.
So
a couple days a month. Some, yeah, months it's like 2 days. Some months is zero. Some months it's like five or six days. Yeah. It's like, fuck, this is like, is this worth it?
I agree. That's a question that pops into my head a couple times a month.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the podcast. And then there's probably, I would say, six times a year, so every other month, where there's like a 2 or 3 day period where I'm like freaking the fuck out, where it's like I could work for 70 hours straight and, mm-hmm, I would not make a dent in what I have to do. I have to do this, it has to be done. I don't have enough time to do it. Like, what the hell are we doing? Like, just super anxiety filled, like, couple days. And then it fades, we get through it, and that happens. We just had a team member go through this recently, just today. It happens, you know, not that often. Luckily not, you know, hopefully maybe it's normal. I think it's probably normal, but there's those like anxiety filled days a handful of times a year that just like, this is not worth it. Yeah. I know the answer, but then it gets over it, and it usually is.
For sure. And I think that's the importance of keeping ourselves healthy, because everything stems from that. Everybody feeds off our energy. Mm-hmm. So whatever we can bring you to the table, that's how the company's going to grow, and that's how healthy the company is.
And our throwing energy. So I was on a podcast the other day, and they were in the room, and I was like on my computer. It wasn't the Pace one today. It was a different one. And I was just taking everything on my desk and throwing it at them as I was. So just letting them know that's what we're about.
That's what we're about. Yeah. Okay. Stopping the company from bloating, you know, that's twofold in my eyes. Like my biggest key, or not even concern, just focus, is as we grow, we keep our culture. And that culture is going to probably have to change a little bit as we grow. Like, we're very loosey-goosey when mm-hmm. we had 10 employees. We were talking about that yesterday. Like, doing shit that's just not super professional.
Not just drink, like yeah. having employees just like drinking, having a couple drinks yeah. in the afternoon, just leaving their beer on the leaving their beer cans on.
And that was fine when it was just like, you know, a handful of us, right? But as we grow, we got to continue to be more conscious of some of the decisions that we're making and mature so a little bit in to a degree. So
as business owners, for sure,
so
we
the,
are.
The culture will change from 45 employees to 100. That to 1,000 employees, no question. But we still want to be able to shape that ourselves and have it feel the way we want to feel, so that everybody loves coming to work every day, including ourselves.
Love it. Bow wrapped, tied around the box. All right, so Lucas,
yeah,
riddle me this. I'm gonna stump. So every time, if you didn't know, last time, remember I read it like Ron Burgundy. I read,
yes,
like
introduce the segment. Wait.
Introduce segment where Sam will try to stump Lucas with riddles. That's if you're not watching on YouTube, pause and video and comment answer. All right. So three riddles. Literally almost every time Lucas gets one right, he gets one like where like it's not the right answer, but it makes sense, and then he gets one wrong. So yes. We give it 50% even though it's three. So
yeah.
What runs out when you push it?
This is the one.
You're going to get wrong for sure.
I am going to have an answer that I feel like makes sense, but it's not the right.
What runs out when you push it?
So when you push yourself, you push your energy runs out. So
see,
energy.
That's the one. It's luck. You push your luck,
okay.
It runs out.
That is very similar. That's, yes, that's, that is, that's I thought your, it was going to be like something physical that
your
you
half.
Push. That was close. That
yourself
is more
and
half.
Luck. Luck's not your, like, that's
energy.
It's enough.
Energy. But, okay.
Okay. All right. What building has the most stories?
I got this one, bro. Library.
Yes. Yeah. And this is your wrong?
This is for sure my wrong coming up.
What? So it's already happened. He's got one right, one kind of right. Yeah. Here's the wrong one.
Yeah.
What is there one in every corner and two in every room? What is there one of in every corner
like
and two of in every
room?
Room.
Like, what's in this
corner?
Is
going to, yeah.
It's probably not even have anything to do with that. But
no.
I don't know this one.
The letter O. There's one O in corner and two O's in room.
Oh.
It's always so,
so
literal. The ones that you don't get are the ones that are. Yeah, I would. So if you don't get it, I would like read the sentence, because it's almost the ones you miss every time are almost always like the one that has to do with like the words and something in the words.
You are aggressively pointing at me right now.
Fucking do it right next time. All right.
All right. Well, there was the exact.
And I always the true false is I don't have a consistent.
And the loser
does 20 push-ups.
Does 20 push-ups.
Done.
I think we tied last time.
And you did the push-ups because you felt like it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Just wanted to get,
I did chest yesterday
wanted to get jacked,
at the gym.
Bro.
This morning, that 5:30 alarm went ahead, and I got up about 3 in the morning. Was a tired, long day. Just went ahead and pushed that alarm to 6:15. Didn't get up from the gym. But yesterday, I did do chest at the gym. So
my 2-year-old walked down the stairs in his sleep sack this morning at 5:25.
That's dangerous.
I know. Yeah, it
That's
is.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
Did he walk, or did he like sit on his butt, or did he go backwards?
He can like hold the side and walk in his sleep sack. Crazy.
Dangerous. All right.
Dangerous.
False, true me.
These days. Yeah, so here's
a segment
here,
where
here
Lucas
your,
will try and stump Sam.
Yes, I'm going to try to stump you. All right. All right. All right. Bowling. Three strikes in a row in bowling is called an eagle.
False. That's called a turkey.
Bro, that's so easy.
Thanks to York, my man.
So easy. All right. Dogs sweat through their paws.
That is false.
That's true.
It's like, don't. I've never, ever had a dog's paws be sweaty.
I thought they don't sweat. That's why they pant.
That
pant.
Yes.
Is that the right word?
And there's always one that we question Tyler's answers to.
Well, one was actually wrong. We had to like relook it up.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll double check that one.
Are you sure? Sometimes you rely too much on Bard. They're not always right. They have a disclaimer at the bottom.
All right.
So right now we're kind of like, we'll see what happens.
Sweating through their paws to help cool down. Man, I thought it was the...
So
the,
like sweating like actual liquid?
Yeah, probably. A little condensate.
I guess my dogs just fucking lay around, so maybe that's why they don't sweat.
Maybe if they would ever exercise?
Yeah, maybe they would sweat. That could be it.
Yeah. All right, last one. Make or break here. All right. One of the dinosaurs, there's one dinosaur out there, and it was the biggest animal to ever live.
Why'd you change it? Just as dinosaurs are the biggest animals to ever live.
No. One of them.
Okay.
Because there's small dinosaurs, but there's one out there. Is it the biggest animal that ever lived?
I don't know. Like the, what is it? The, I think it's not the blue whale. It's the sperm whale. I think is the biggest like animal now, right?
The sperm whale?
I think so, right? Or the, is it a blue, is it a
humpback?
I think it's called this.
An orca?
I don't think it's the orca. Biggest animal in the world now. Well, I'm okay.
Well, now, I guess that makes sense. But was there a dinosaur bigger than the sperm whale?
Sperm boxes, we're getting it. That if dinosaurs are the biggest animals ever lived, that's false.
You're right. It is the blue whale.
The blue whale.
Blue whale is bigger than any dinosaur, man.
Yeah, see, so...
Look at what that thing weighs, bro. 400,000 pounds.
Good Lord.
The size
probably was a
33
dinosaur.
Elephants.
Holy shit.
100 foot
is
long.
Is there such thing as a sperm whale? I didn't make that
there
up.
There is. I don't think they're even close to the size.
Say, which is bigger,
sperm whale weight.
Sperm whale weight. So we do some interesting Googles in this.
400,000 pounds versus 90, so not even a fourth.
But 90,000 pounds is big.
It's a big animal. It's a big animal.
Big ass animal. Like friggin'.
Look at that thing. He's got a
flat face. He looks like he ran right into a wall, but yep. He would just go over through that wall, whatever wall he ran into.
Whatever wall was. The metaphorical wall.
He ran right into it.
All
right. Okay.
Well, good job. 2 out of 3. Not bad.
So you're doing the push ups. I can make you wait till the end.
All right.
All right. Fine. All right. Any motivational preaches?
Would
for
you
him?
Rather, homie?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. We got this inappropriate. Would you rather? All right. I'll do the first one. Would you rather?
Well, you name it, but we'll both guess it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Well, yeah. Would you rather? Yeah. I only want you to answer this one, Lucas. Would you rather have to be naked at work for an hour or be dropped off 2 miles from your house whilst you're naked and have to try and get home?
My office has a lot of glass.
Your office is very glass-filled.
So that would be interesting if I was just sitting at my desk.
This is, no HR department yet. This is one of them.
But, I mean, if I was 2 miles from home, I'm trying to figure out which route I could take that passes the least amount of people.
You could go through the woods.
Through probably. The woods? You just walk through the woods.
They
2 miles. Or
would you rather just be like thumbs up and by the side of the road, just schlong out?
Yeah, gosh, there's probably somewhere in the office I could like
hide.
Like, what if we did a naked podcast?
That would be interesting.
It'd be an hour.
I would make super good eye contact with you the whole
don't
time.
Don't even fucking look at me.
Well, it'd be hard to have a podcast and not look at you. I mean, I just would wander. I mean, I have peripheral vision. Right now, I can see your crotch, so I would see it. But okay. we do our eyes closed the whole fucking podcast.
Why just don't you stare at me while
but
I'm naked?
Tyler would have to like tell us the outlines. We just have to have our eyes closed the whole time.
I'm going to do an hour in the office because I think there's somewhere in here behind closed doors that I could post up and work.
Yeah, I think if I could hide, then yeah, I would do that.
Yeah. 2 miles from home would be a challenge.
Yeah, you'd for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be tough. That'd All right, Tyler.
Alive by bears.
You got the second one.
All right. Would you rather have your name tattooed on your forehead or have no front teeth? Can I get veneers?
If I could get veneers, for sure that. If I couldn't get veneers,
if you couldn't.
Probably the tat.
Yeah, me too. Like, I think it would be kind of cool. Like,
it would not be cool.
Just something small.
You do have, like, five, six tattoos.
Doesn't have to
be.
Yeah, I think it would be kind of dope.
It would not be dope. So my answer would be no. I would rather have no teeth if I can get veneers. If I can't get veneers, I'm getting just a little Sam tat above my left eye.
Oh, Sam.
Well, Lucas is a cooler.
Yeah, I would do, like, a Samuel J. Prim.
You do T. Luke Walls?
Yeah, cash.
Cash money. All right. Last one. Would you rather know how you die or know when you die?
Oh,
T. York, you just went from nakedness to schlongs to freaking dying to tattoos. My goodness.
Oh, my Atlanta. That is a wild question. I think would one help? Like if you knew how you died.
You would avoid that situation.
Do you think it would help you pinpoint when?
potentially. But like dying in your bed, that could be any time.
Yeah.
Or is it? I don't know how, I guess. How, yeah, would be like, yeah.
Yeah, if you knew you how, would that help you pinpoint?
Heart attack? No.
No. Well, I mean, that you would know that could be any time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I
don't know either. Gosh, can I say none?
I don't want to think about that shit.
Tyler, none.
I want to know when, if it's like 80 plus.
Okay.
But otherwise, don't tell me.
Perfect. I don't want to know either.
Okay, I won't tell you then.
Okay,
what
thank
yours
you.
Is.
I appreciate that, Walls.
Yeah, I know both of yours.
Perfect. Thank you. That's just fine with me, as long as I don't know them. All right, motivation. You got anything for him on this Motivation Monday?
Oh, man. Oh, just a...
I'm just wiped after
me
that
too.
Episode.
Just a hell of a week. Yeah, I guess kind of just goes in line with how do you ride the storm in the process? You know what I mean? Just keep pushing through. Keep making right decisions and keep setting up efficiencies because there is light at the end of the tunnel. I don't think we'll always be working 70 hours a week, and we don't always now, right? We have normal work weeks for sure. Gosh, I don't know. Just keep pushing.
That's it. Keep pushing.
Keep pushing. As life's long as there's light, don't just be working to work. Like set yourself up for freedom in the future, whatever that looks like for you.
Yeah, I would piggyback off that a little bit, just in general. One of those things where it's like, I say this a lot, but like I feel like so many people are on the path to being successful, and they don't give up because they like aren't on the path. They give up because they stop, or mm-hmm. they fail because they stop. Like, you're going to fail. You're going to make mistakes. The people that end up at the top of the mountain, to do like a metaphor, are just the ones that don't give up. They're not any smarter.
Keep climbing.
They don't have it. Keep climbing. They don't have any more connections. They don't have any more money. They didn't have a better childhood. They don't, you know, have more connections. They just didn't stop. That's the only mm-hmm. thing.
And the path will change.
Yeah. So you just don't give up. That's
it. You don't know what the
path
is.
It's so simple.
So you keep pushing forward, making course corrections, and trying to follow some sort of path, but it's going to be a bumpy road one way or another, but just have fun while doing it.
I'm looking for the trash can. We don't have it. It's all good. We don't have to throw this time.
Yeah. We'll skip it.
Oh, is it over there? Oh, no. It's outside. Okay. Oh. We won't throw this time. So thank you for, it's behind you guys. Oh, it is. Okay. All right, it's right there.
Let's go for it. I don't even see it.
I don't even see it.
Just loft it right over Gabby. Do you go by Gabby? I'm sorry. Okay, no.
Gabriella, Lucas.
Gabriella.
No,
right.
She goes by, what did your uncle call you? Or your...
Carla.
Carla goes by... Oh, she
that
blocked
was
it!
So in!
That was
that
not
was
going
so in.
In. That was not going... No
Count
way that
it.
Was going
that
in.
That was so in. I
did that go in?
Didn't. No.
Oh. She it said pretty
past.
Much, I'll take it.
No, it went past.
Thanks for watching. See you in the next one.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you got some major value from our conversation. If you love what you learn, make sure you like, rate, review the show, and help us spread the word by telling a friend.
If you'd like to learn more about working with me inside one of my programs, we'll have those links in the show notes, along with all our social media handles, so you connect with us there for free. If there's a real estate question you'd like us to answer, feel free to send us a message, and we'll cover it in an upcoming show.